This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Got to find a way to win those football games.
Atlanta! We got a lot to talk about. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, you wanted it, you got it. Now what?
Right.
Because many of you had reached out to us throughout the course of the season and said, Dukes and Bell, we got to go another direction. This is not working. Well, obviously, Arthur Blank and the folks at Flowery felt the same way. And when the news came down, Mike, of these changes last night, I think many people were surprised. I don't think we were. You had been saying that you wanted a too clean house for weeks.
Right.
I said, let's see if these games matter. They didn't. At least in the eyes of the ownership. And now we've got a lot to digest because this is, for me, Mike, not what you've done. Many of us knew this was coming. It's what you're going to do next. And what you do next will define this franchise for the next decade. We want to hear from you. The phone lines will be open the entire show today, guys, because here we are 2 years later, unprecedented, Mike Bell, after firing a coach and then today or yesterday firing another coach, here we are back in the head coach market, back in the general manager market, and we still have a lot of questions moving forward with our football team.
Yeah, and then today we get the open letter from Arthur Blank that was posted on the Falcons website. You and I reposted it on social media, and Rich McKay is out as the CEO of the football team. And I know that, you know, whether he was involved with things other than the league issues that we used to talk to him about, folks just felt that he was a constant in the equation, and the equation is 8 years of not winning, 8 years of not going to the playoffs. So fair or unfair, and I know it's a touchy subject for some of those folks at Flowery Branch, fans, there's a perception, Carl. Whether it was fair or not, the perception was the reality. So he's gone. And if a lot of Falcon fans are not familiar with Greg Beadles, so that's a role which is, again, going to be ultimately, we think, that the most important job will be this football czar, this president that Matt Ryan may not be taking.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people are jumping the gun with this. And look, the assumptions are easy to kind of connect the clues and say, yes, this is going to be Matt Ryan. Guys, this could just be an advisory role. It doesn't mean he's going to be the next president of the team. Let me say this, and I think many of us are just kind of, you know, disrespecting the job as if Matt can be all these different things and be all at all these different places. He's pretty good on TV. Mike's already talked about it.
Right.
We think he likes that aspect of his job. They're paying him a lot of money. But let me tell you something. You have to respect these jobs. You cannot be president of a football team, Mike, have very important decisions to make day in and day out, and be a part of what the Falcons culture, what they want it to be, and then be in New York, be in Chicago, be in L.A., And I'm just saying and by the way, on Sundays, if the president is not here each and every week, I don't think that's a good look. So I'm not ready to say that's what his position will be, but I do think he'll be involved in some way. We'll wait to see, because there is a presser on Thursday that we'll be at.
Right, and we talked about what happens now. I mean, if real quick, we always appreciate it. Just like with Arthur Smith, Raheem Morris was as forthcoming as he could be, and things got difficult at times to discuss because they weren't winning enough. But and Terry, again, I wish we could have spoken to Terry more often.
I agree.
During his 5 years here, to find out, that way we could tell you what the plan was.
Well, you know why we didn't? Now we can say it. He was marginalized, right? The first couple of years, we know this by the way things went down. The end part of his tenure, Mike, may have been different because Arthur Blank, and I think Rich felt some kind of way after that press conference when they fired Arthur Smith, and our general manager was nowhere to be found. And he said, oh, he's up at Flower. He's handling business. We know at the beginning of this, he was marginalized. And the other reason why I feel this way, guys, is because Arthur Smith was hired before Terry.
Right, which made no sense. Look, there's still a lot of things with this organization which drive Falcon fans crazy. If you take Arthur Blank's open letter at face value and you believe that they're going to have major changes to how they operate, all we can do is wait and see. But I can tell you this, there's too many chefs in the kitchen. Mm. There are a lot of folks whose job security was dependent on Bill Belichick not becoming the head coach and the GM here. And I don't know how that would have worked out. Belichick's life has become a sideshow, in the last year.
Yep.
But, the guy we should have hired in hindsight is in Seattle. That's the guy. That's the dude. And immediately people go, who are you going to hire? Guys, there's only 32 of these. There's a couple of openings now. We'll talk about that in the 4th and 1 segment. But this is still a great team with a lot of pieces. I got to respectfully disagree with what D-Led put out there today.
What'd he say?
Make it sound like there's nothing here. There's a lot of things here. Now, they're going to make some decisions on some of the personnel, like Pitts. I think Algier is gone, but you got the best, most explosive player in the league in Bijan Robinson. You got one of the best wide receivers in Drake. You got a tremendous defense. And hats off to Terry for addressing the defense the last 2 years. That nucleus is solid on solid ground. So it's not like whoever comes in here is inheriting a team that can't win. Hell, we were in the driver's seat to win the division last year.
Yeah.
So I can't truck with that narrative. Now, the only thing you and I agree on about this awkward next season is the quarterback. You got to thread the needle as Penix, and is Penix Jr. going to be the guy? Whoever comes in here is going to have a lot of decisions to make about QB.
Yeah, look, that is the biggest challenge for whomever is going to take this job. It doesn't seem like it, but it is, because everything else can be right, and if that's wrong, Mike, we're still not going anywhere. So that is something that whoever is going to take this job better have a plan and better understand what this may entail, meaning Michael Penix may not be here for the long term. And if you come into this situation, Mike, and you're not willing to accept that and have a plan B or C, then you're probably not going to be the guy, because that's the way you've got to look at this situation. 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell on a day that we're talking about the Falcons firing Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot. The head coach and general manager are gone. The search for replacements begins immediately. And as Mike said, I think the most important news for many of you, because we can't seem to get away from this argument. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here today to try to convince you. All I'm going to tell you is Rich McKay is out as president of football operations, or football president, and Greg Beatles, who's been with the organization, by the way, has been promoted to president and CEO of the Atlanta Falcons. You may or may not know Greg Beatles. He could probably walk by him. You wouldn't recognize him. But he's been there. He's been in the organization. They think very highly of him, and I do too, Mike. I think he's done an excellent job. And now he's going to mesh the business side with the football side. And whatever Rich was involved with from that standpoint is now falling on the shoulders of Greg Beatles. So for everybody, Mike, that we've argued with for the last 8-10 years about, hey, Rich McKay is still the part of the process, let's just say he's not, okay? Right. Let's just say he's not. And moving forward, whoever this person is going to be that comes in as president of football ops is going to be the guy that the coach and the general manager answer to.
Right. So, I mean, we were talking about, and a lot of fans hit us up on the text line, go, why do we have to have two consulting firms? Look, I understand it. Can we spend some time on this? I think it was a week or two ago. Again, if you were out and missed our show during the holidays, where were you? But we talked about, consultants used to be like a four-letter word in our business.
Oh.
And I get a lot of folks kind of roll their eyes when they hear about, why are you going to bring in two guys, two different groups? It's the cost of doing business. It's what teams do. The vetting, everything from liability to getting the guy's history, the whole shebang, to following and complying with the Rooney Rule. That's why they do it. So I know it's a lot of folks just kind of go, whatever. You would say, hey, Matt Ryan, he's in charge. The general manager and the coach, they report to Matt in a perfect world.
Right.
You find a coach. Guys, where'd you find a GM? I don't know. Find somebody who's washing dishes with the Eagles because everything they touch seems to turn to freaking gold. Okay? They draft the SEC. They draft players that really do a great job. And they're going to the Super Bowl every other year. So I would go find somebody from the Eagles organization. That would be a starting off point for me. And the coach, I know you and I, you had the fans going nuts. We'll talk about your thoughts on Gruden.
Yes.
I said, I want Clint Kubiak. If there was a guy right now on my short list, that's who I would want. The guy that's in Seattle. And I think because of the history and the offense, Carl, that he runs, I think that's what we would want here in Atlanta if I ran things.
I'd like Clint Kubiak. You know why? Because I know him. His dad, Gary Kubiak, is the orchestrator, guys, of all the things you see around the league right now with Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay, and even the guy that was here trying to attempt, Mike, to run very similar things, although it was a misfit. I love what Clint Kubiak has done, and he's proved himself. He got to work his way up through the ranks, and now, guys, whether you believe this or not, and this is another day, another conversation, Mike, Seattle has the best team in the NFL right now. Defensively and offensively, they are rolling, and I know we all question their quarterback, but look how good Kubiak has made Sam Darnold again this year. Is that a fluke?
Right.
So I'm with you when you start talking about these potential candidates. These are the folks we should be contacting. These are the people we should be talking about. But I want to throw a broad net, wide net, and see what's out there. That wide net includes, don't get mad, John Gruden. That wide net includes John Gruden. Okay? And for everybody right now is going, dude, I can't believe you're saying this, man. He's a racist. Understand the circumstances in which that all went down.
Right.
He was a fall guy, guys, for the NFL, and we never, Mike, saw the documents or the emails in regarding to the people who were involved in that. Again, everybody's so caught up in why would you want to do that. I want a dude. I want a guy who understands what he wants and is a winner.
Yeah, I think with John Gruden, the pros and cons of John Gruden is great offensive mind. I mean, we know what he's able to do. You saw it with Tampa Bay. Now, where John gets off in the weeds is when he considers himself a personnel guy.
Well, he's not going to do that
here.
And that's
just it. He would just simply be calling the plays, and that would be the understanding. You run the offense. You're the front man. Look, it would be a joy for us. Oh. It would be an absolute blast.
Oh.
But, you know, his experience in personnel, Rich McKay built a Super Bowl-winning team, and then John Gruden basically disassembled it. And then if you go back to what happened with the Raiders, him and Mike Mayock put their heads together, and nothing good came of it. So if you're just simply, you don't get to pick the groceries, but you get to call the plays. I wouldn't hate that. I don't love it as much as you, but I don't hate it.
Well, again, it's not the guy.
No, it's a name that's going to be in the mix.
Absolutely. And if we are ignorant enough to just think, well, we should only focus in on certain player or certain coaches, then we're cheating ourselves, Atlanta. We should be looking at all these guys. This is another chance. This is another chance for us to get it right. We didn't get it right again. We're a losing franchise. This is another chance for us to get it right. I don't care who the hell we talk to.
Right. Now, ultimately, as I said, I heard you mention Kubiak. I want a younger guy. I think, yes, and we're not the only ones, too, guys. I mean, Phoenix is going to be looking for a head coach. You know, the Cleveland Browns, that train wreck's going to be looking for a head coach. So people who feel like, oh, nobody would come to – no, people would come to Atlanta. Arthur Blank gives everybody all the resources. And by the way, if you go back and look at it historically, they have hired some good coaches. They just, unfortunately, Carl, fell short.
Correct.
Smitty changed the entire culture of this thing. It never went back to back. We all know what happened in 2012. But, I mean, you know, Dan Quinn, I don't have to remind you what happened in the Super Bowl. And then, unfortunately, Arthur Blank's loyalty to a fault kept him here in Dimitrov probably 2 or 3 years too long. But you can, so for folks who say we never get it right, no, we got it right. We just, you know, the football gods crapped on us. We came up short. But we're not the only ones who've had that same experience around the NFL.
Sustainability. That's the key.
Everybody wants the next Sean McVay, basically.
Yes, but we've gotten it right for a short period of time. We've not gotten it right where we are the franchise, Mike, and everybody in the league looks at the Falcons and goes, that is what we want to be.
Right.
That's what we're striving for. We're striving to be the Chiefs, guys, or the Eagles, to Mike's point, or the Green Bay Packers, whose sustainability, doesn't matter who the personnel is, in and out, guys come and leave, they go, new general manager, we win because of how this thing is built. And that is what I got from Arthur Blank's letter today, Mike. Look, I agree with you. I want to believe everything in this, and I want to believe that he wants to build the franchise in the right way. And this is a new approach, by the way. This isn't the same way they've gone about it, Mike. We've seen how this team has done business. This is a new approach. So either somebody has gotten to him or he's just at a point, Mike, where as an owner he understands it is time for me to change the way I think about this.
And I get it because we've been talking to folks. We were doing video last night. Odyssey, oh, we all jumped on the air last night when the news dropped. You can go rewind and hear everybody's take on it. But I know the fans, I get it. It's hard not to get into the same old Falcons mindset. Hopefully this is the flush through the system. We cleaned out the fuel lines and they're going to get it right. I get it. It's hard for some fans to buy that because Arthur Blank is also the concept, but that's we can take it at face value. Guys, we had 57 sacks last year. Second in the NFL in sacks and we didn't make the playoffs. Okay, somebody's going to turn this team into something. Okay, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl with the Ravens. Brad Johnson won one with the Bucks. We can maybe get a gap year and still make the playoffs. I don't believe that it's going to be a disaster. Now, granted, there's going to be some hard work to find this quarterback situation, not knowing where Penix is and what the hell's going to happen with Kirk Cousins. But we've got enough stuff here. Carl, this isn't a building you break down to the studs. The foundation is here, and it's good. So I don't truck with that idea that, oh, man, this is like some kind of nuclear winter here in Atlanta. That's bull.
Why did we lose this season? Do you guys think we lost because of the personnel? Do you think we lost because of the lack of execution and underachieving coaches, right? Yeah. Like that's the reason why these guys are not here, unfortunately.
I don't think there was accountability with this team. I think it's great the players love the coaches. That don't mean anything to me. If you love them so much, go win. Do your job. Catch the ball. Make the block. You know, finish your assignment. Know the audible. Know what you're supposed to be doing. That happened too many times. Special teams, a disaster. The little details rolled into the bigger issues that they never corrected, and that's why these guys are gone.
Coaching, not players. We're coming back. We want to hear from you. It's a unique time right now in our city. 404-726-0929. Falcons fire Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot. Dukes and Bell talking about it with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bell. You know what? Glad you found a way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology, Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, a couple of things dropping as we continue our conversation with you. It is a huge Monday as we're talking about the Falcons firing Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot and where this organization goes. First things first, we were just talking about Clint Kubiak. Falcons have requested Seahawks OC Clint Kubiak for an interview for their head coaching job. According to Tom Pelissero, they've also requested an interview with Dolphins DC Anthony Weaver. Some of you may or may not remember, Weaver was a guy that was a candidate when Raheem got the job, and he was out there, one of those guys that was being interviewed by various teams. He came from the Ravens organization, highly thought of, so don't just poo-poo because it's Miami. And then the other thing is this. Tom Pelissero also saying, Mike, that according to sources, he believes Matt Ryan wants to do both jobs. What the job is with the Falcons, we're not sure, but he would like to continue working at CBS. I'm just going to tell you, in my opinion, can't. If you're going to be president, and if that's what the job's going to be, that's one thing. Mike, if he's just going to be an advisor and still do CBS, then that's another. But apparently wants to do both. And Tom Pelissero says, remember, Brady did this very similar situation.
Right. And, of course, you know, Brady can't have those meetings, can't be on the other team's practice facilities, which kind of made the whole thing seem kind of silly.
Yep.
And if Matt wants to transition out of the studio to be an analyst, that'd be, I guess he'd be in that same boat. I understand where Matt's coming from, but I wish that Matt would just be doing this job here in Atlanta as kind of like the football czar, as it were. And again, the GM and coach would answer him. That's the way it's supposed to work. We'll get more clarification from Arthur Blank on Thursday at the press conference.
All right, so those things are happening. Want to jump on the phones because we really want to talk to you. It's a unique situation, as I said, right now in our city with where we go. I will say this. For those of you who have been down, and at one point in the season I said to Mike, it feels like there's no way out because we were losing. It just felt bad. There's a way out, okay? So for everybody that's been feeling some kind of way, right now, this could be the start of something really unique if we do this right. Let's go to Marquise in Fort Lauderdale. He's on the app, Mike, by the way.
Listen, hey, man.
On the Odyssey app. Marquise, man, welcome in. Hey, man, what's going on? How do you feel about what's going on with the Falcons?
Dude, I hate the fact that this sounds like a victory. Monday, it shouldn't. But unlike most people, I'm kind of on the other side of this thing here. You know, when they announced they was bringing in the consulting group, you know, it's like, what are they coming in to do? You know, we dropped the game to the Buccaneers the first game by a field goal to get to overtime. You know, same thing with I forgot which game that was, the Patriots. Same thing.
We missed
another kicker, missed the extra point. Hey, that's two games that we could have been competitive in. And not to even mention that second game when we played the Panthers, I was sure Michael Penix was about to put on the best show he had in his career until he went down to ACL injury. I'm pretty certain he would have gave us the 7 points we need to win that game. And, guys, we're just talking about a few games here where Raheem dropped the ball. I think the team had dropped the ball because we still have a developing team. And for them to pull the rug like they just did, I think we just bought ourselves another two losing seasons. I don't know what you guys think about that.
Well, I mean, two things. I mean, you talked about the Carolina game. They gave up 448 passing yards to Bryce Young. So, you know, the defense, despite being second best in the league in sacks, it's the details. You know, how about those penalties in San Fran? That's a game where you had, remember, too many men on the field, and then Christian McCaffrey gashes us for a touchdown. We got 10 guys on the field. So coaching, the little details, special teams, never addressed. That's why he got fired. So I understand a lot of guys felt that, you know, hey, 3 years is the at least the benchmark. Not anymore. And I look, the one thing I would say is I do appreciate the Falcons ripping the Band-Aid off here because I don't think it was going to get better in year three.
Yeah, and when you say we've bought ourselves two more losing seasons, I don't believe that either. Would you say that to Mike Vrabel? Who took over a team, and I'm telling you, this isn't from me. This is from NFL folks. That was not talented and didn't scare a lot of people offensively. The only thing they had going for him is a lot of people believed in Drake May, but they hadn't really set him up for success, Mike. And then when you know, the old coordinator comes back and Josh is there, all of a sudden things come together. But, guys, he completely turned that roster over. I said this to you earlier in the year. 10 new guys on offense, 2 new guys on defense.
Right.
Like, literally. And so when you start saying, oh, we're making a mistake and we've set ourselves back 2 more years, we can't think that way. If you get it right, you're right back in the mix.
Right. That's the thing about this team, guys. You're in a position to be in first place, okay? 3-game lead over the Bucs last year before the wheels came off. You know, and by the way, Fondo is also going to get fired, guys, because of the caller just alluded to it. They never address the kicker. Raheem can only work out the guys they bring into camp. They brought in a public relations routine with Lenny Krieg from Germany. They never brought in competition. Yes, you should have had, you know, all these guys come in. Zane Gazelle should have been here competing against Koo. You lost that game to start the season. We never got to overtime. You've referenced the Patriots. These are all parts of the big picture. That's the general manager. That falls on him. In my mind, Carl, it's job responsibility.
Yeah, and look, Marquise, I feel you. I understand what you're saying is like, oh, I just wish maybe we would have stayed the course. We cannot be scared. This is what Mike's saying. For the first time, you feel like Arthur Blank didn't go, we'll just stay the course.
Right.
No. No.
Look, this thing with Fontenot, I mean, some guys say it wasn't fair because he inherited a bad cap situation. That's true, but 4 years. I mean, I don't know how much patience you guys have when you're still part of the big picture of 8 years without a winning season. Heads are going to roll. And this one, guys, take any game you want. The Jets game, take the Berlin game, which I think there's some critical mistakes. These are the small things that the coaching staff screwed up. Players got executed. It's not Raheem's fault if Pitts drops a pass, but you can get on Pitts' butt. Right, you can bench him.
Yeah.
There's ways to try to motivate some of these guys and shake things up. So, guys, take any one more win and we're in the playoffs. Okay, that's how bad this division was and we still couldn't get it done.
There are currently six jobs, and when you talk about head coaches, that are open. Mike and I were just discussing this in the break. Remember, Titans fired their guy way early, right? It was so early, many of us forgot.
Like the Giants, right?
Exactly, Giants. But now it's us, Browns, Cardinals fire Gannon today. And then Pete Carroll. Which a lot of people was like, what was that experiment about? You know, 1 year, what Tom Brady, I don't know. But
it never
six
made
jobs.
Sense. It never made it sense. And that was just an unmitigated disaster. They were also nailed with injuries. Shane Steichen holding on to his job in Indianapolis. Remember now, it is the daughters and the daughter of Jim Irsay running the show. And they felt that the injuries, look, Daniel Jones had him as the number one seed until he got hurt. So they're not going to fire that coach.
Yeah, I think they felt like he did a really good job. And by the way, you talk about being involved. They're involved.
Intimately, yes.
So it's not like they don't know what's going on. Let's talk to Steve in Snellville. Steve, welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Black Monday. Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot gone. What are your thoughts?
A Falcons fan since the beginning. This organization has got to develop something it has never had, and that is a standard of excellence in management and on the field. What has happened so far is a step forward. Having Matt Ryan in any capacity is a step forward. And one last thing, I would like to be the first to say goodbye, Kyle Pitts.
Well, that's going to be a decision. I know that he surged it for some fans, Carl, it's too little too late.
Yeah.
But you're looking at statistically the second best tight end in the league.
What?
Yeah. So that's, again, this goes back to
what?
What happens now when a new general manager comes in, and how does he look at Kyle Pitts as wasted potential or the guy with the right OC? He becomes the man he was supposed to be and has shown who he can be.
Wait a minute. Do you really believe that he's the second best tight end in the league?
I think he is the second best. By statistics, now there's a couple guys with more touchdowns.
No.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I mean, statistically, he's the second best tight end.
Do you feel like he's the. Work here.
Well, he disappeared the last 2 weeks, didn't
he? Okay.
So he's kind of back. We returned to normal Pitts the last 2 weeks.
I'm just saying, like, when I say Kyle Pitts, second best tight end in the NFL immediately come to mind. Well, that's all I'm saying.
There'll be some fans out there going, yeah, my damn right he is.
Okay.
But again, he's a late bloomer, as in late in the season. And he's a late bloomer in the sense it was a contract year.
Let's just say, you start doing things a little bit differently, your money's on the line.
Right. All right. That one's interesting. You're right, statistically. And look. That's a decision that could either help you or haunt you. Like, we could do that, and everybody feels good about it. We get into next season, he disappears again. All y'all will be complaining about why the hell we re-signed Kyle Pitts.
And I get it. If you're a Falcon fan, we get into all these hypotheticals. Carl, same old, you know what's going to happen? He'll go somewhere and be great. Yeah, he may. He may. You know what really suck? I heard Andy Randy talk about it. Tyler Allgeier, watch Fontenot go back to the Saints in a role working for Mickey Loomis, and Tyler Allgeier winds up on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden we'll be dealing with that, you know, for like, you know, 5 or 6 years.
It's very possible.
You know, but the thing is, and by the way, just one thing to clarify, you know, I think sometimes, and whatever you, however you felt about Raheem and Terry, it's not like they're going to a desert island prison. Okay, these guys, you know, they're going to land on a 6 or 7 figure gig somewhere else. Raheem is a great defensive coordinator. I think that's what he's best at. I think he's advanced beyond his competency level when he becomes a head coach again.
Yeah, look, you're right. To feel like at this point, like they're never going to work again is silly. They will, both of them. But I also know how badly they wanted it to work here. And when you get these opportunities, Mike, you said it, these jobs are limited. You don't get 5 and 6 of these chances.
Right. I mean, and part of this whole thing is, you know, the defense, and again, credit to, we'd be idiots not to credit Terry Fontenot for making those moves. The mid-round picks a year ago, and obviously resetting the defense where we're now the second-best team in rushing the passer. That's credit. But the other side of it is you never should have drafted Pitts in the first place. Should have just taken Penei Sewell, take the bedrock guy, and then you're set, and then you build it from there. A tight end never should have been drafted that high. The Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix Jr. thing, around the league, is one of the silly decisions ever made.
Yeah.
So that's also part of the resume.
For me, this just both guys, independently of each other, and Jay Will, we're going to grab you and Dan in just a second. You guys are more than welcome to call in. We want to hear from you guys. 404-726-0929. And it doesn't matter how you feel, which way you feel. We want to know. Because I think a lot of people feel like this may be a mistake. Others feel like this is the right thing to do. I get the sense, Mike, most Falcon fans, I'm going to say 90%. There may be a 10% portion of a fan base, but 90% of the fan base felt like we did, like, this doesn't look right. It doesn't feel right. We're not doing the things we need to do.
And you wouldn't fire the GM without firing the coach. I mean, to leave one here, that made no sense.
Couldn't do it.
And look, there's a lot of things you could get into. I mean, we could spend the whole show talking about the situation that Fontenot inherited. You know, they made the mistake of hiring Arthur Smith before him, and maybe Arthur Smith influenced that Kyle Pitts pick, which was dumb. So either way, you get 5 years to make the playoffs. You don't, you're out.
All right, when we come back, I'll tell you, independent of each other, the mistakes that both made that I think cost them. And we'll get back to your calls on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The letter from our owner, Arthur Blank. Starts with, I have great personal affinity for both Raheem and Terry and appreciate their hard work and dedication to the Falcons, but I believe we need new leadership in these roles moving forward. The decision to move away from people who represent the organization so well and have shared a shared commitment, Mike, to the values that are important to the organization is not an easy one. But the results on the field have not met our expectations or those of our fan base and leadership. Talking about, obviously, himself in the front office. I wish Raheem and Terry absolutely the best in their future pursuits. That's Arthur Blank. It's a long letter. It's out there. We both retweeted it, pinned it to various social media that we're involved with. And the bottom line is, look, he is laying out a plan for us. He is saying, here's why I did it. And then on top of that, this is where we're going. And a lot of people around the league are saying, wow, that feels different, because it is.
Right.
This is the first time where you've come out and said, hey, publicly, not privately, Rich McKay is not president of football, okay? And,
right.
And now we've got a new guy who's been with the organization. Like I said, Greg Beatles has been here. He's been promoted numerous times, but now he is the president and CEO of the Atlanta Falcons. It's the first time publicly they've come out and said that, Mike. And then on top of that, how they're going about this new position on top of the general manager, where the head coach and the GM are going to report to this president of football. So this is a different situation than what we've seen in the past. All I can say is Mike and I both hope it works. Now, for me, before we jump back on the phones, Terry's mistake, Mike, he didn't get the quarterback right. Right? You talk about the Penix thing, which is still looming, by the way. But even before that.
And by the way, Pettis, just sidebar, he may get healthy and can be the man, and with the right offensive coordinator, reach the goals everyone thought he would. We just don't know that. That's not hating on him. That's just saying it's a giant question mark right now.
I totally agree. But the thing about this league, guys, is the GMs who survive get that one position right. You can screw up a lot of other stuff. You can get wide receivers wrong. You can get the wrong DBs, Mike. You can actually get the left tackle wrong. You cannot get that position wrong. And during his tenure, he didn't get it right. So if you want to say, hey, Terry did all these wonderful things, we are not in a better place, because that's the one position you have to get right, and he didn't.
Right, and you got to take it all the way back. And some of this, as we said, perhaps not his fault. Somebody in that building thought it was a great idea to invite Deshaun Watson in.
Good call.
Probably Mr. Blank. He says, I'm not a meddler. When we ask, he says he doesn't meddle. But nobody ever wanted to own that. And believe me, Carl and I asked. We asked everybody. And everybody went, like literally, both hands go, like one guy one points one way, the other guy points the other way.
Nobody wanted to
But
say.
You go and get Deshaun Watson, and you alienate Matt Ryan. He may have had one more good year in him here. Doesn't matter what happened in Indianapolis. That's a different circumstance. We know what we had here. You know, he got Pitts 1,000 yards his 1 year working together with him. But Ryan's out because somebody thought it was a great idea to bring Deshaun Watson, but you didn't have the money. So the Browns got him. You now get Matt's out here for a third, and you got to go find a journeyman in Marcus Mariota. Bum. All right. Then we all thought, and like I was guilty, I thought, you know, I felt we could have that Russell Wilson type thing. Yes, and that was Desmond Ridder, and he wasn't ready for primetime, and he still isn't. And to your point, exactly right.
No, man, you're on. We will continue this conversation with you at 404-726-0929. Phone lines are open, and they will be all day long. We got a lot to get to, including coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. We will talk more about this decision to part ways. And what other members to the coaching staff do you anticipate? Like, look, we all think I shouldn't say that. Many people think Jeff Ulbrich should still be here, regardless of what happened with Raheem. And I'm just here to tell you, it is rare that the DC or the OC, Mike, is retained when a new head coach has come in. It's rare. Not saying it won't happen, but it would almost have to be, Mike, that Jeff Ulbrich would have to have a relationship with whomever is going to get the job, and that guy totally believes in what he's seeing on film and what they did, and he goes, we're keeping him.
And that's why, you know, I get it. You know, he's a guy in an area on the team which, you know, has been pretty good, but I'm sorry. Too many men on the field, not enough men on the field, okay? You gave up 201 yards of scrimmage to Christian McCaffrey. The only weapon you had to stop against San Francisco. Jonathan Taylor, 3 touchdowns, 286 yards against us in Berlin. Bryce Young throws for 448 yards and 3 TDs against us. So, with all due respect to Jeff Ulbrich, no. Goodbye.
I don't think so either. Not under these circumstances. If Ra was retained and the GM was gone, he would still be here. But I don't think
that's
going to happen.
As you said, if it's somebody who knows him from his time. Nothing, like I said, Jeff did some good things, but that's part of the resume. Defense could not stop the biggest weapons when it mattered most. We made Bryce Young literally look like a superstar this year.
Well, he's in the playoffs now.
Right.
Jay Will in Lithonia, man. Appreciate you holding on. Jay Will, where you at on all this stuff, man? Talk to us. Hey, man.
Good afternoon. I just want to make a couple of points that I've been wanting to get out for the last month, and that is concerning some of the games. One of them is the Carolina game where we came away with a zero.
Right.
The microphones were not working properly. They knew this. But yesterday, the OC stayed up in a box away from the quarterback. Next is the five-game skid. On a five-game skid, after three games losing like that, we should have made a some kind of change after the third loss. I didn't think my coaching team, head coaching team, was quick enough on making necessary adjustments, and that does go back to the quarterback change. The next one is I was uneasy with paying as much money as we did to a quarterback that we really should have said 4 years. What about two? And picking a quarterback that had so many injuries.
Right.
The last, we've had seven head coaches in the last, ever since Arthur Blank took over in 2002. I would like to see the Falcons clone something, and I know we can't be exact. You got 32 teams trying to do the same thing. But I like what Chicago did with Ryan Pose and Ben Johnson. Mm-hmm. And plus, on top of that, they have two of our good players there on the Chicago team. Other than that, I wish Raheem success, and also Terry Fontenot, his mistake was those contracts and they pick on the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Lathonia, stand up. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. I say that because Mike and I, we talk about this all the time. We talk about it every day. It feels like this is what the season has been about, right? This perpetual conversation about the same things. But when you hear it from a listener and a fan who says, here are all the things that are bothering me.
Right.
Man, it's a long list. And by the way, that's the same list that Arthur Blank had in front of him, which is why he made the decision.
Right. I mean, and all the things the caller talked about, those are accurate. I mean, this is one of those things where you look at it. I had guys, and I was kind of pulling my hair out last night. He won four games in a row. Who cares? The season was lost. All right? You got, when the season is, it's still up for grabs, you know, win those games. You know, I don't want to hear about, oh, man, four-game win streak at the end. It doesn't mean anything. They blew it, Carl, for my money in August. Michael Penix Jr. needed to be starting that first halves of every preseason game. You needed Zach Robinson to get the rapport with him on the sideline, figure out if that works. As the caller just mentioned, it was a total BS front, a window dressing move to fire Ike Hilliard, and then, oh, no, now coach realizes he's got to be on the sideline. Why? You had the entire summer to figure that out. That's the problem with Raheem and the staff. It's the details.
Let's talk to Dan in Alpharetta. Dan, thank you for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, tell us what you're thinking about the firings.
Guys, Mike, don't pull your hair out, man. You spent too much money on it, okay?
That's true.
I don't think the wife would appreciate it.
Good point.
But, you know, here's my issue. Is Rich McKay, why is he still there? And Arthur Blank said it when Mercedes-Benz was getting built. He's not involved. I think he is He's the rusty wrench in the system. I honestly believe that. And
I know there's a lightning rod because people see him in the booth, Carl, in Arthur's ownership box, and they immediately think, yeah, I mean, how's Rich not going to be commenting about the football?
All right, so let me just say this. And again, I'm not defending this, okay? The Falcons have put out a statement. They're going to talk about this on Thursday. I think you'll hear a lot about this moving forward. All I can tell you is what we've been told. And that is Rich McKay is out as president of football, okay? Greg Beadles, two president.
And give him a pension check and get him out of the system. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so let's address that. You want him completely gone. He still has a lot of value with the other businesses that Arthur Blank runs, including the AMB group. And, guys, I know we hadn't talked about this, but guess what? We got the World Cup coming, okay? We got the Super Bowl coming back in 2028. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Rich McKay and his long history, Mike, with the NFL has helped us achieve some of this stuff. He is one of the reasons why, Atlanta, we've been able to grasp on and bring in some of these major events. Now,
But hold on.
Wait a second. This is why he's not gone. So understand that. I'm not saying you're wrong about why he's sitting in the booth, but he also has other responsibilities. I'm only telling you what we've been told, and I'm going to take their word for it and say, look, he's out as president of football, Mike. It's Greg Beadles. Mm-hmm. His other responsibilities is why he is communicating, and you see him with Arthur Blank. And if you don't want to believe that, I don't know what to tell you. Let's hope that's the case.
But here's my other questions. Is like Mike has been preaching for the last two seasons. How did you get these two quarterbacks together in the same building?
Right.
And you know, I'm an armchair guy. I don't record these games and study them. I know you guys spend hours and hours, you know, and you watch them over and over. I'm sitting here going, that's the dumbest play that I ever saw.
Right.
You just ran the ball three times, and now you did a dumb screen and lost a yard when they can't stop the run. And you stopped running the ball, and you got the 1-2 punch, probably the best in the NFL.
Right.
It is.
What are you thinking of?
Well, I mean, look, the play calling has been a problem, Dan. This has been a problem all season long. Here was the fundamental problem, because he's gone. Zach Robinson tried to fit what he wanted to do and make Kirk Cousins do it, not what Kirk Cousins is good at. Okay, we saw this at the end where we're doing more play action. He's right under center. Think about how when Kirk started last year and we were all going, what the hell are we doing in this shotgun pistol thing? But it didn't change for Michael Penix either. It was almost as if, and they let us know, they said, hey, Penix is more comfortable, Mike, in the pistol. Bullcorn, you need to put him in the position where he can be successful. And that is the fault of our offensive coordinator getting back to your play calling.
Right, and that's why, you know, part of the total package, guys, we went to a defensive coordinator last year. Jimmy Lake got fired. He had never been at this level a defensive coordinator. It was a bad hire. And we saw it. And we lost that game, comically, the last game of the season last year to Carolina. The defense was, I mean, now, Ulbrich, good credit. He turned things around, but the talent was better. But getting back to the coaches, Zach Robinson, this is where I said there's a disconnect with management and the front and the team and the coaching staff. Do you know this guy can't be under center? I mean, and where is that? What would it be Shanahan do? Shanahan made Matt Ryan do those naked bootlegs. Ryan's like, wow, I got to tape up my ankles. You get a guy out of his comfort level. Penix Jr., you never pressed him. You never worked. He got all the work in practice. He never played in the preseason.
Yeah.
That's on Zach Robinson. And by the way, Zach Robinson never meshed the run game concept with the passing. It's almost like they were two separate parts of the offense and they were on the same page.
Well, that's why the offense was dysfunctional. I mean, like, we didn't score. We were terrible on third downs. I mean, there's a lot of things.
The third down percentage is one of the worst in the league, guys. And then you and I talked about it, being in Berlin, watching that slow motion play action where Penix has got his back to the field. Carl, it never looked right. It never passed the eye test.
Well, and that's why we were a bad offensive team. But it's also why we didn't win the games we should have won. We couldn't punch it in. We couldn't sustain drives. The things that make good teams, good teams. And you want to see some good teams? Watch this weekend. Watch Wild Card weekend. Watch Divisional Round. Watch the NFC and AFC Championship game. You'll see what we're talking about.
And, Carl, if they the things that we argued with Dave Archer a couple of weeks back, national guys, because Archer's like, they don't see the Falcons every week. I do, and I think you could argue that maybe somebody's too close to it, and somebody is just giving you an objective when he takes a peek at the Falcons' offense. Everyone said we were predictable. Were we predictable because Michael Penix Jr. had to be in that offense? And Carl, it was dumbed down? I don't know. I still don't know what Penix Jr. is going to be, but I will say in his benefit and on his side, I don't think Zach was the right guy for him, period.
That's, I think, Mike, is something that we'll stand on for a long time. It's Dukes and Bell, guys, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got a lot more to dive into on a big Monday. It's Black Monday. What other coaches will let go today? We'll fill you in on that. Who are the Falcons targeting as they have already started the process of requesting interviews for potential candidates? And what is all this Matt Ryan conversation? Can we have a conversation really about Matt Ryan next? We're going to do it. Stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.